I can definitely see there's a lot of people who'll be like that, who won't like it.
Yeah, they're called Android users. Hello and welcome to a very special edition Cultcast. My name's Arafan Elijah. I'm your host. I'm here with my friends and Apple savants, Leander Caney. Hey, Leander.
Hey, Arafan.
Buster Heine. Hey, Buster.
Why, hello.
And we are dedicated Apple fans. We're recording this right after getting our hands on the iPad mini. And we wanted to hop online and give our first impressions, tell you what we like so far, what we don't like, and all that great stuff. But, you know, before we jump into that, guys, real quick, I just want to say for all of our listeners in New York, I've been reading a lot of different news stories and stuff. I had no idea how bad it was over there right now. I know there's a lot of people that don't have power still, and a lot of people are struggling because of Hurricane Sandy. And it's pretty crazy, man, what's going on over there. And I just want to say that we are thinking of you guys, and we hope that you're doing well and staying warm and staying full and not having to fend off raiders and looters from your home with homemade weapons. That's what happens when the power goes out, man. Everything gets crazy.
Sometimes you need a shank, you know? Got to protect your family.
And that's because, you know, if the power goes off here for even like 2 hours, I digress quickly.
Yeah, right.
To a primitive man. Dead, huh? Well, I just want to point that out because here we are. We're talking about Apple's great new gadget. Everything's great. We have power and heat and everything. And there's people over there suffering. And I'm like, what jerks we are.
I know. But did you see there was a huge line outside the Fifth Avenue store, you know, anyway?
You know, yeah, I did.
That was depressing.
Well, you know, right after I tweeted about that, because Buster, you were actually the one that, actually, I thought it was you that told me about that huge line. Yeah. Joe Brown, downtown Joe Brown from Gizmodo, tweeted at me and he pointed me to an article they just wrote. So they went to one of those lines and started interviewing people. And the whole thing was filled with Chinese people who looked like they were not there legitimately to buy something for, you know, their sons, daughters, for themselves. So they think there's this big racket going on where people are just going and waiting in line and then shipping the iPad minis over to China to resell, which if you think about is very ironic, isn't it? That they're coming here to get the iPads to ship them back to China.
Yeah. Well, they do that with every launch. There's a bunch of Chinese people will do that so that they can get it sooner for the ultra wealthy out there in China.
You'd think the ultra wealthy could just go to the Foxconn factory.
Right, yeah.
just buy them there.
Well, they launched the Mini in a lot of countries, right? It was launched in about 20, 30 different countries, maybe more. I guess China wasn't one of them, huh?
Maybe not, which it always blows my mind that that's where most of them are manufactured and they can't even get their hands on one.
Right. Well, China's going to be...
once they assemble them.
Yeah. China's going to be one of Apple's biggest markets. I mean, that's where its growth is going to be coming from in the next few years.
Yeah, I can imagine it's just going to be huge over there, especially with the demand for the iPhone. But hey, let's talk about our first impressions. So, Leander, did you buy one? You have one in your home right now, right?
Right, yeah, and I've got it actually here in my hands. Yeah,
Buster, I know you bought a couple, right? You had two of them.
Yeah, I'm a high roller.
you one wanted for each one for each hand.
Nah, one's for a friend. Okay. Yeah, he gave me money to buy his for him.
And you said you're going to fill it up with questionable material?
Yeah, you know, like pornography, and cat videos, things like that.
Yeah, I would expect nothing less. So just so you all know, I actually decided to not buy one. And I'm going to stick with my iPad 3. But I went down to the Apple store, and I played with one for probably, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. And I had quite an experience there, actually. But Leander, why don't we start with you, since I asked you first. what do you think about it? You know, you've been playing with it. What are your impressions?
Well, I like it a lot. It's really light. It's really thin. It's beautifully made. The screen size is big enough to get, you know, to be sort of an uncompromising screen size. You can... full-size web pages. You can do email. It's almost big enough to type on. It's big enough to type on, you know, the way that I type with two fingers hunting and pecking.
Mm-hmm.
And
you are a pecker, that's true.
And if you hold it the other way, vertically, it's definitely easy to type, you know, sort of iPhone style or thumbs.
Huh.
And I'm actually sort of intrigued to see whether I can use it as a full-time iPad, as a work device. Like, I already ditched my MacBook for the iPad.
You just keep working your way down to smaller and smaller. Yeah. Eventually, like, you're going to be working off an iPad Nano.
Like, can you get serious work done on an iPad, though, Leander?
Well, you know, my kind of work, yeah.
Yeah, like serious blogging or anything like that?
Well, I did do a really long feature-length blog post, and the problem was getting the images and some videos and stuff. Like, someone sent me some videos in a WMV format.
Oh,
and getting that converted and uploaded was a pain. I'm pretty sure I could have done it, but, you know, like, I just sent it to Michael Steber and asked him to do it for me instead, which is a lot easier.
He's good at that stuff. Let the Steve handle it.
But my workflow is like email, you know, some light blogging, and you know, this using Skype. So I don't, and some light photo editing. So, you know, I don't have a heavy duty workflow. And an iPad is actually perfect for that.
Hmm. Buster, how excited have you been to be using the iPad Mini? Because you got rid of your iPad 3, and you've been waiting to get this one, right? So you've been sans iPad?
I've been sans iPad for ever since the day before it was announced, so only a week. I like it. I mean, I like the smaller form factor because it'll be... I mean, I don't know. I guess it's not that much smaller than an iPad, but it seems like it is. So I like that because I usually just take my iPad with me to, like, the movies if I get there really early, or my parents' house, or
take
anywhere
it to
else.
The movies?
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, really?
All right, here's the thing, guys. I get to the movies really early, like an hour early, because I like getting a good seat, so I take my iPad with me.
Buster is always exactly in the center of the theater, like height wise and from the left to the right, there's Buster
sitting there in this glow coming from his right.
I'm surprised they actually let you go in with one of those, because a lot of the movie theaters up here, I mean, if they see you using one of those things, they would escort you out. Yeah.
Because I don't like carrying my MacBook with me everywhere, so the iPad's nice so I can have something to read on.
I bring my iMac to the movie theater.
You would.
You wouldn't believe how hard it is to find a place to plug it in.
Dude, the two iMacs, 8 pounds lighter, so it's going to be so much better for
That's
that.
True.
Right.
Well, I got to say, I'm going to try not to use any hyperbole here. I don't know if I'll succeed. I'm a little enamored with this little device. I wasn't expecting much. Pun intended. But I walked in there and, oh my gosh, this iPad, I think, is one of the best devices Apple has ever made. It's lightweight. It's so lightweight. You really have to pick it up to be able to tell.
Yeah, it's feather light. Yeah,
it's feather light, and that just opens up a whole new world of use. And the iPad 4, the iPad 3, they're both each about, you know, a pound and a half, and this thing is, you know, teetering on about 2/3 of a pound, which makes a huge difference. You can hold it in one hand, and that makes a huge difference too. I think it's incredibly easy to type on. Using it with one hand makes it a really pleasant experience. You know, the back and the front both remind me of the iPhone 5 in their industrial design, and they're really handsomely made. I really want one of these now, and I don't want to want one because my biggest problem, and I'm sure you guys are probably going to agree with me here, with this new iPad, I think it's close to perfect, honestly, as far as size and weight and everything, especially for reading, is that they're making this device that you're supposed to be reading with, and the screen, it's not Retina, and for some people that's not going to be a big deal. It's a big deal to me. I mean, it's noticeably lower resolution than my iPad 3, and it makes me not want to use it for reading. If it had a Retina display screen, I would own one right now. Even though I was trying not to buy one, I would have bought it right there and then.
Yeah, right.
Do you guys think that the Retina display or sans Retina display is a big deal? Is it a big deal to you personally?
You go first, Buster, yeah.
I mean, that's why I have my iPad and the iPad Mini, because it's closer to the size of a novel that I would be carrying around with me anyway in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
to me, it doesn't make that huge of a difference. I mean, it does make a big difference. I do want it to be Retina, but to think like, oh, I can't read on this screen because it's not Retina, like, I don't know. I think you're fooling yourself
you
there.
You think I'm being a snob?
I think a little bit. I mean, it's still a great device. I do think it's just, for not being a Retina screen, I think it really should be $250. Mm-hmm. And then the, one with Retina should be like $330. I would feel way better about the price if it had a Retina screen or if it was cheaper. But I don't think it's a deal breaker for me.
Leander?
Yeah, if you look at it, if you go down to the store and you put your iPhone 5 or a new iPad next to it, it's gonna look. It doesn't look good. It suffers from the comparison.
Leander, repeat what you just said. Sorry, repeat what you just said. You're cutting in and out.
I'm sorry. To me personally, it doesn't make a difference. I like it. Of course, it would be perfect if it had a Retina display. It would be absolutely perfect. It would be stunning. It would be an astonishing device. It would be the most amazing gadget ever made in the history of the universe. It would be amazing.
Thank you for taking it over for my hyperbole.
You could stuff it. Yeah, you could stuff it in your jean pocket.
I don't know about that.
Hold on, I got jeans. Let me try.
Yeah.
No, I tried it early. Oh, yeah, it works.
Like perfectly.
And if it was Retina, oh my god, this thing would never. You would just it would be attached to the whole thing all day.
If it's Retina, it would be amazing.
I can get over it. I don't really care. If you compare it, if you get an iPhone 5 and you look at it side by side, it sucks. It stinks. It's awful. It's dreadful. It's rubbish.
The screen, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you take your iPhone 5 away, I'm like a goldfish, I guess. Like 5 minutes later, I'm like, I've completely forgotten all about it. And it looks fine. It looks great. Yeah.
I'm going to come out right out and say it. I think, actually, you kind of already alluded to this, Leander. I think if they put a Retina screen in this and they put the A6X chip in there, this might be the perfect device for consuming media.
Oh, yeah.
It is just, it's so lightweight, it's so portable that you just want to take it with you everywhere you go. To your point, Buster, about, how it's about the size of a book. I read a lot on my iPad. Actually, I've started to use iBooks now a lot more than I ever have before, and I really love it a lot. But the iPad gets heavy after a while. I mean, especially when you have a case on it, it weighs 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
especially when your case is made out of solid lead, like mine is, apparently. it really can give you arm fatigue, and I'm very strong. I mean, imagine someone who was weaker. Let's say one of you were using it. imagine how fast your arms would get tired. I was sitting there looking at this little glowing device in the Apple store, and I was just like falling in love with it. I was like, this thing is amazing. If they only would have put a Retina display in here, I think honestly, once they do, it might become one of Apple's best-selling devices ever. I mean, I don't know why people would go for the bigger, more expensive, heavier iPad if they had a Retina version of the smaller iPad. I mean, would you guys go for a larger one?
No, and what you said about the getting an A6 chip in it, that's also, I would pay like for a $400 iPad mini with an A6 and a Retina display in it.
Like an iPad mini S?
Yeah, because I was using mine and I was trying to add all my apps and it was just, it was just slowing down. Like, the screen wouldn't even scroll for a few seconds when I'd be touching it because I was, I guess, trying to install too much at once and doing too many things. So the performance on it is a lot worse than I'm used to after coming from the iPad 3.
It ain't that bad, though, is it? I mean,
it's not terrible.
The performance. I was playing around with the maps and with the 3D flyover. And after I was on a slow connection, but after the data loaded, I mean, it was perfectly responsive. You could swing it around in all sorts of different directions. It was great.
I agree.
I haven't noticed any kind of slowdown really in anything significant yet.
I've been noticing those kinds of slowdowns with my iPad 3. It just feels a little more sluggish. As apps get more complicated and require faster graphics and faster CPU performance, I feel like my iPad is becoming somewhat lurchy. You know, like when you're opening applications and things don't load right away, or they happen in quick sequences instead of smoothly, and it happens in chunks. And I felt like I was getting the similar or the same experience on the iPad Mini. I think it bothered me less on the iPad Mini because I think, since it's a lower price point, I kind of expected that as opposed to my $800 iPad 3 that just became last gen after 6 months of use.
Well, gaming is where it's going to matter, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a big gamer on the iPad. Like, the only thing I'll play is maybe like Kingdom Rush or Field Runners, like really basic games anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really going to be using a lot.
Yeah, right. And especially as games get more complex, I think, the graphics, you know, capabilities, that's where it's going to hurt. But, you know, don't worry, Apple, you know, given the speed with which they're updating the iPads these days, 2 weeks, we're going to see an iPad.
That's right. Just hold off for a couple of weeks and we're going to have the iPad Mini 2S. Right. Let's talk about education markets. I think that was an obvious one. When I was holding it, I was like, it's so inexpensive. It's perfect for little child hands. I mean, this thing could go gangbusters in the academic world. Don't you guys think?
Totally.
Yeah, I think.
Although I have a feeling, though, that they probably go for a full size iPad, like an older iPad.
Like an iPad 2 or a refurbed 3.
Right, yeah, because that's kind of better for a school, I would have thought. A little bit more robust.
You know what the weird thing is about schools, though, is a lot of times they don't want to buy older technology. They only want to buy brand new of the newest version technology from retailers. So, I mean, really, the school, I guess they could get iPad 2s. Those are cheaper. But it's either that or the iPad 4, and it's like price-wise, the iPad Mini is so appealing, especially with an educational discount. I would imagine Apple probably gives them $5 or $6 off each unit, so they can get an iPad Mini for like $322.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. At least. Well, I haven't seen any textbooks on this. The new interactive textbooks that Apple's been touting.
Yeah.
You know, from what I've seen with content so far, like websites, you know, websites that look great on the regular iPad look just as good on the Mini because it's 2/3 of the size. It's not like with the iPhone where you have to zoom in to different sections and then move it around within the window.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the whole thing, the whole screen. Don't have to do any resizing, really.
Hmm. You know, I don't know if this is the same thing, but I was using an interactive iBook. It was the Beatles actually released a book. I think it's called Yellow Submarine. And I can only assume the performance is going to be the same on the iPad Mini as it is on my iPad 3, since they basically use the same technology. But it was terrible. I mean, it was lurchy and sluggish and slow. I don't think it's going to be a good experience at all. I mean, they're going to have to put some faster hardware in the iPad Mini before you can really start taking advantage of, you know, books that are dynamic in any way. You're not just using to read text.
Hmm.
I'm waiting for the crickets.
Yeah, I don't know. You're just saying this. Well, did you actually try it out, or do you think it's going to be slow?
Well, I tried it out on my iPad 3. I didn't try it out on the iPad 2, but you know they have the same hardware pretty much, so I'm assuming it's going to be bad. But you know, maybe they put some special sauce in there. I don't know, Leander. Why quit jumping all over me?
I just wanted to, you know, I mean. You shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Well, you know, that's what I do best. I rarely deal in fact. I'm not a fact dealer. I like to opine. That's more my area of expertise.
Okay.
All right. So, bottom line, you guys think it's worth buying one now, or should people wait? Because I know John Brownlee, deputy editor at Cult-O-Mac, wrote a review pretty much saying this is the worst device ever created by any company ever in the history of the universe.
Yeah, right.
And he got flamed for it a little bit. I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I think it's a fantastic device. I mean, I think the main thing really is going to be, do you need a Retina display or not? So do you guys think it's worth waiting, or should we wait for the iPad Mini 2, or do you think that people should get it now?
I would hate to encourage people to go and buy a gadget and then just discard it after a year. Mm-hmm. So if you're wanting to hold on to your iPad for, you know, 2 years, then I think you should wait, because the iPad, the second version of it, if it has a Retina display, that is going to be the perfect iPad. Mm-hmm. But if that's not a big deal to you, I don't think you should really need to wait.
Leander?
Well, yeah, John, you know, like Buster just said, and John's advice was good advice. You know, if you've already got an iPad, there's no need to go out and get this one, because the one, the next generation is going to be glorious.
Oh, there you go. That's it. I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, yeah, John did get flamed for it, and I enjoy that a little bit. But but I was like, I am taking his advice, because, you know, as many of you listeners know, I was gung-ho. I was going to buy the iPad mini, and the more I thought about it, I was like, this just doesn't make sense, especially because if you're coming from a mini, like Buster was, like I was about to, or I'm sorry, if you're coming from an iPad 3, you know, that was only around for 6 months. They came out with the iPad 4, and now the value of the iPad 3 has dropped so much that you're really going to be taking a loss to move from a superior Retina display device to a smaller mini device. That doesn't really make any sense, right?
Well, except it's super lustworthy. I mean, the form factor is
amazing. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, lustworthy is a perfect way to describe it, because I want one bad. I might drive my car through the Apple Store windows and load up.
All right. Well, make sure you get some video. We'll post it up on Cult of Bad.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the last post I ever do. All right, guys. Well, I think that's enough of that. Go out, go to an Apple Store, try it yourselves. And you know what? Let us know what you think of the new iPad mini. Hook up with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheCultCast. And of course, you can always tweet at us. I'm at Airfon, Leander's L. Caney, Buster is BST3R. Thanks for listening. This has been The Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. Regular episodes of The Cultcast come out every Thursday night. We will catch you guys next time.
So,
Have you guys played with the Surface yet?
Surface?
Yeah,
the
I
Microsoft
have.
Surface?
Oh, no.
Buster, what did you think of it?
I was really surprised with everybody's like positive reviews, because I thought it was, I mean, and I really wanted it to be a really cool machine. And I think the idea of it is really cool, but I don't think Microsoft executed too well on it. The screen sucks. Like, if the iPad mini screen is bad, the Surface is just as terrible. And then I didn't like the keyboard, which is like the main selling point. Mm-hmm. Which also it's, I don't know, which is kind of weird that it's like your main selling point is you have a tablet that has a keyboard. I don't know. I think it's an odd product. I don't think they really nailed it as much as I was hoping for.
I couldn't agree with everything you just said anymore. I was shocked. I went in there and I was thinking to myself, this thing is a piece of crap. Like, yeah. Who is going to pay for this thing? I mean, the UI is terrible. The tablet itself is very long and odd shaped.
Yeah, that was weird too. Like, if you hold it in portrait mode, it's like it's very odd.
It's like you're holding a shield.
Yeah.
It's giant.
It's so big.
And that touch
16:9 ratio doesn't work on it.
No, it doesn't work in a tablet format, I don't think. At least not at that large of a size. And the keyboard was awful. I could not believe how bad it was. I was using the touch version, and it would probably not register, I'd say, 40% of the letters I typed. You would either get wrong or just not input at all.
And like the thing about that keyboard is like you kind of have to hover over the keys because you can't keep your fingers on them. And I found it was like hard to tell like how much pressure I should be putting on them because there's no tactile feedback. And so it's supposed to be like this really innovative keyboard. But if you switch to like the other one that actually has like the chiclet keys and everything where you can feel you while you're typing, mm-hmm. like that one's way better. So I was kind of like, what's the point of this touch cover keyboard pad if the other one that has a real keyboard on it is way better anyway?
Exactly. Yeah. So they have two versions of the keyboard, Leander. I don't know if you know. So they have one that's touch and then one that's actual mechanical, right? Yeah. And the mechanical one works fantastically well. I mean, it's just like any other keyboard, and that one works really well. But yeah, I don't know, man. I didn't really see anyone buying it. Like, everyone was in there looking at it, but I didn't see a single person walk out who had just laid down $600 or $700 for it.
The fun thing to do is to just sit there in the Microsoft store and listen to people's questions for the employees. There was a lot of, like, there was one guy who he was, like, really pissed off that he couldn't put iTunes on it. Really? He had just bought one, and he was like, "Wait, I can't put iTunes on it. Like, what are you talking about?"
I didn't know what store it was.
And then there was other people there, like, "I just don't get it. Like, why is this? Why would I need this? It doesn't do anything better than my laptop, and it's not funner than any other tablet. That's like kind of like a crappy mashup of both."
Yeah. That is really the perfect description of it. And you know, I want to say this too, because like you, Buster, I really wanted this to be great.
Yeah.
You know, I give Microsoft a lot of crap, but they do make good products, especially the Xbox. And you know, I really wanted this thing to be awesome. And after reading some of the other reviews out there of, you know, PC folks that have talked about how great it is, I think my expectations were a little higher than they should have been. So I walked in there and I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is like too. A really bad Franken laptop.
Yeah, no, it is. And it's just it's really frustrating because, yeah, you want it to be really cool. You want it to be futuristic.
Yeah.
It's not.
It would have been better and more futuristic if they would have had Bomb Dog in there dressed like a cyborg handing them out. That would have made it so much better. I would have been like, this is the best tablet ever. And then we would have arm wrestled, and it would have been one of the best days of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I quite like the advertising. I think that's pretty good.
You think the ads have been pretty good?
Yeah, I like
it. I agree.
Them.
They've been stellar.
You like those ads?
I do. I hate to say it. But
is that
with
the dubstep
that.
Music?
Like
dubstep.
The Glee type of ad?
I thought doing the robot around the room.
Say what?
I thought doing the robot when it comes on.
You've been doing the robot when those commercials come on?
Yeah, totally.
Now that's what we need to get video of and put on Cult of Mac.